Saturday. Interested in learning, but this time learning more about sex. Why don't you join me as I rebroadcast my conversation with Dr. Elliot Cohen, where he discussed with us the difference between making love versus just having sex. And then, for more inspiration or motivation, however you want to look at it, Candy G, outstanding motivational speaker, and Les Brown, outstanding motivational speaker. I'll be bringing those back to you as well. I figured, you know, it might be a good idea to have something inspirational on the weekends as well, on Saturdays, and not just during the week. So bringing this back to you, letting you hear more about what that's about. Inspiration, motivation, and wow, you know what? I really do hope that those of you who are really loving your spouse, those of you who are planning to be married one day and you really want to get this right, I really hope that you'll be able to really just grab hold of what makes the difference between making love and just having sex, so that when it comes time for you two to come together as husband and wife, at least the vast majority of the time, you'll really be focused. I don't mean focus in the way, same way you'd be concentrating on a science test, not like that. But your hearts and your minds will be together, and you will both be really about the business, the joy, the pleasure of making love with each other and not just having sex. But what is the difference? Check it out. Saturday, 1 o'clock, speakingwith.com. Click on this week's guests and topics, and it'll be there for you. All right. Sometimes the obvious can be hidden in plain view. Bonner Group talks about something that we have some people aware of, but for whatever the reason, they are aware and they're not aware. In a nationwide survey of American adults, respondents were asked two questions related to the subject of police brutality. The first question gauged how strongly American adults agree or disagree with this statement. The police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. Let me share the statement with you again. The police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. A slim majority of Americans agree that police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. 53% either somewhat or strongly agree with that statement. 40% somewhat or strongly disagree with that statement, while 7% say they're not sure. The second question looks specifically at personal experience, asking respondents whether they personally live in fear of police brutality. 78% say they either probably or definitely do not live in fear of police brutality, while 7% say they either absolutely do, or 15% saying they possibly do. As far as demographic and psychographic trends, the most marked differences in opinion when looking at generation, ethnicity, and ideology. Younger Americans are more likely than older Americans to believe that police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. 32% of millennials believe people of color and minorities are targeted. 10% of elders believe that. 14% of white Americans strongly agree that police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. 40% of non-white Americans believe that police unfairly target people of color and other minority groups. 53% of black Americans believe so. 34% of Hispanic Americans believe so. When it comes to faith, religion, and whether or not people believe that police unfairly target people of color and other minorities, the Barna Group found that evangelicals stand out from national norms. Only 29% of evangelicals believe that police unfairly target people of color. All other faith segments in America stand in contrast to that. 49% of non-evangelical born-again Christians believe the police target people of color. 50% of notional Christians believe that. 59% of adherents to other faiths believe that, while 67% of atheists and agnostics believe it. Overall, about 12% of evangelicals say they personally feel threatened by police, which is about half the rate of those from other faith groups or those who align with no faith. David Kinnaman, president of Barna, looking at these findings, says that it represents a challenging reality for evangelicals and their leaders. Huge gaps exist between most evangelicals and tens of millions of Americans. Gaps in perception about the extent and proximity of prejudicial law enforcement. The different levels of opinion help to explain why people feel such varying states of urgency about the issue. And he goes on to say, to help evangelicals grapple with the problems of implicit racial bias, Christian leaders must come to realize how deeply and personally experienced, not just imagined, but experienced these problems are for so many in society and in the church. Till next time.